Track 7, and on with the news. Healthcare students inspired by hospice visit. Health and social care students from Newton Abbott had the chance to visit a hospice as part of their course. The students from years 10 to 13 at South Devon UTC paid a visit to Exeter Hospice for what was described as an inspiring experience, which gave them a first-hand look at the compassionate careers available in the healthcare sector. The visit offered a chance to see the various professional roles within a hospice setting, from nursing and palliative care to occupational therapy, physiotherapy, counselling and volunteer coordination. Students explored the breadth of careers involved in end-of-life care. Throughout the day, students engaged with hospice staff and asked questions. A college spokesman said they demonstrated impressive maturity and empathy. The experience helped them understand not only the day-to-day responsibilities and skills required in these roles, but also the emotional intelligence and resilience needed to support individuals and families through complex and often challenging health journeys. The visit left a lasting impression on both staff and students, reinforcing the importance of person-centred care and the opportunities available to those pursuing a future in health and social care. Claire Plum, head teacher at South Devon UTC, said our students represented the school with compassion, respect, and showed a genuine interest in learning. Visits like this are vital in showing young people the powerful impact they can have in future careers and helping them to understand the human side of healthcare.
Library users vote for top book in Devon. Library users across Devon have crowned Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus the winner in the inaugural Libraries Unlimited Book Awards. The awards, organised by the charity that runs libraries in the county, launched last November with a shortlist of 20 of the most borrowed titles from Devon and Torbay's libraries. Library users then cast their votes with polling stations in the libraries and an online voting system. Bonnie Garmus's Lessons in Chemistry took the top spot. The novel, which deals with chemistry, cookery, and feminism in the 1950s, well and truly passed the litmus test with Devon's readers. On receiving the award, Bonnie said, "I'm very honoured to receive the inaugural Libraries Unlimited Book Award. I'm astonished and grateful. And an even bigger thanks to all the fearless librarians who work hard to keep books on the shelves and their doors open to everyone. Your work matters more than ever." The book awards are designed to encourage library use and celebrate the power of reading at a time when library closures are increasing across the country. Recognising the role libraries play in providing accessible information, activities and community support, the awards aim to highlight and promote reading by spotlighting the most borrowed books of the past year and inviting the public to vote for their favourites. Sophie Crofts, Reading Development Manager, Libraries Unlimited, said, "People across Devon and Torbay really got behind this. Not only did people cast their votes, but we also saw an increase in borrowing the top 20 titles so they could make an informed decision. The Book Awards will be an annual event, with the next shortlist being announced in November."
House-to-house inquiries after vehicles stolen. Police are conducting house-to-house inquiries after vehicles were stolen from a Dartmoor village. Officers from the Ashburton and Chudley policing team say there have been two thefts in Cristow in the past couple of weeks. The thefts are believed to have occurred overnight on May the 10th and May the 25th in the Lane Fields area. The team are looking into all lines of inquiry relating to these incidents, with house-to-house inquiries, CCT checks and increased patrols taking part. The spokesperson for Ashburton and Chudley policing team said, if you have any CCTV footage or information which could assist with our inquiries, please contact 101 or report via our website.
Local heroes sought for volunteering awards. Nominations for an award scheme that celebrates Teignbridge volunteers opened last Sunday, the 1st of June, to coincide with the start of National Volunteering Week. The Stars of Teignbridge Awards were established last year to recognise individuals and groups that make a difference to their local community. This is an opportunity to celebrate the volunteers and community organisations that make Teignbridge such a wonderful place to live, work and visit, explained Chloe Myers, who looks after volunteer development for Teignbridge CVS and organises the awards. We want to show our appreciation for those community-minded people and organisations who make life easier on us all. The winners will be announced at a glittering ceremony at the Pavilions, Teignmouth on November the 7th. Nominations can be made via the Teignbridge CVS website. There are 6 award categories based around Teignbridge CVS vision for volunteering themes of awareness and appreciation, power, equality and inclusion, collaboration, experimentation and balance and boundaries. There is also an overall individual and organisation winner. Last year, Coronie Edwards, described as the linchpin of the Teign Valley community, won the overall individual award, and Dawlish Community Transport won the organisation award.